Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We're going to have a great time talking about more winning, all the great things that President Trump is doing. It's really hard to keep up, but we're going to do our best to keep up with all that he's just accomplishing day after day, ending wars. I'm telling you, they are so much wanting to have a war and wherever they can. Iran, Ukraine, Israel, wherever they have, they want, wherever they can, but they're not going to be able to. We're going to end wars. Golden Age does not have wars. If you guys are new here, we look at the current events in the light of God's Word, because this is biblical. It's the Golden Age we're coming up on. Freedomforce.live is my website. Freedomforce.live. And so we are looking at all these current events. If you are new here, go and check out the videos. We have 1,000 videos on a variety of topics. We have President Trump's lineage. We have biblical astronomy. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. We have a blood moon coming up on Friday. We talk about the Hebrew festivals. We talk about the book of Revelation. We talk about all of this in the current events that are really pointing to what is happening on the earth. And it's very, very, very good news. I'm glad you guys are here with me. I see you guys on the chat. We're waiting for more people to come on in. Don't forget, in the meantime, hit the like button and subscribe and make sure your bell is rung so you'll get notified when we do a video. And so, and make sure to always share. Make sure to always share also, if you don't mind, if you want to go on to our social media, it's right here. When you go to freedomforce.live and you look at the social media, it's all right here, and join with me on all those and tell your friends. That's how they can find us. A lot of people want to know, what is this golden age? What is happening in this world? And we've got the very good news. And one of the nicest things someone said to me was that my book has aged well, because it was, I wrote that book, goodness, 2018, this book right here, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace, and it's happening. It's the 1,000 Years of Peace, the Golden Age. We're coming up on it, and fast as we can. So, yeah, these are the books that I've written. You can see the audio books here. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. But let's get started talking about more winning. Who ready? Who ready? Let's do it. So this is a very interesting clue President Trump has here, where he talks about an interruption. And I know in the context, he's talking about the stock market. Okay, but what goes along with that? And I want you guys to tell me what you think.
That interruption, I don't think it's going to be big, but the countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing. But the United States will be very happy. And, our farmers are going to be very happy. And again, there'll be disruption. But in the end, I said it before with China, we signed an unbelievable deal with China, $50 billion in purchases, and we're doing great. Biden, however, when he came in, they never enforced that deal. So that's the only thing that basically you have globalist companies that have been ripping us.
All right. So he talks about an interruption and he talks about a disruption. Did y'all catch that? So, you know, right now, what is happening is he's moving the employees that have been all on the government side and just draining us dry. He's moving them from the government side of the balance sheet, you know, over to the where we pay for this, where it's actually they're in the private sector, where it's people making money for our country. Okay, so this is the key to success. This has to happen. We cannot continue to live where it's just you and me, us here paying the taxes, and everybody else is sucking in all the money from all the taxes. So we need to be lean and mean. This is what he's also talked about, that Elon is doing is cutting out, you know, 70%+ of the workforce in the government. We don't need that many people to do the job, just like Elon did when he, you know, took over Twitter. Anyway, so interesting. What do you guys think? I want you to put on the chat what you think he's talking about as far as the interruption and the disruption. So yes, he's clearly talking about the stock market because it's a lot of moving parts because of the shifting of the employees as well as all these tariffs, and so it's causing a lot of volatility right there. So that's what we have to do. We have to make these changes in order to make America great again and get us on a path to financial success and solvency. And I'm going to show you his post that he did yesterday, a truth that he did about this. But yeah, it just makes me wonder when he's talking about a disruption, because yes, we need to get our financial house in order, but we also need the disruption of arrests. There might be maybe. What do you guys think? Do you think possibly he's talking about an interruption and a disruption in that sense? He says it again on this video. Uh-oh. Okay, there will be a short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There will be a disruption. So maybe the mass start awakening. We talked yesterday on our videos where we talk about we're researching end times. And this is the study guide for the book, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace. This is the study guide. And we've been doing that every Saturday. And what we talked about yesterday was that the promise is that there would be a group of people that the Lord would awaken first. And that's us. We're the 144,000. And then after that, he would have us, basically the mass start awakening. Revelation 14. Talks about a mass start awakening. Around verse 10, it says there will be a great harvest, and they've tried to seed our thoughts on that we're escaping earth. That's not what's happening. What's happening is that there will be a mass start awakening of all humanity to be gathered and to be awakened. Okay, first of all was us awakened, the army, and then is this rest of humanity. And we also talked about the grapes of wrath will be harvested to judgment. That would be a disruption. That would be a disruption. I'm just going to say that would be a disruption. All right, so if you want to go and see our videos, let me just take you real quick to when you go to freedomforce.live and you go to the playlists right there, you can see the small group studies and you can catch up with us because it's really important to go through step by step by step. One of the ways that they have gotten us tangled up on any kind of doctrine is that they have taught unfortunately, in the seminaries, they've taught the preachers to go a lot, just pick a verse here and pick a verse there and make a whole doctrine around that. Whereas the better way to do it is go verse by verse by verse and not skip any verses. So that's what we're doing with our study. So I think you'll really, really enjoy it. So catch up on that. I think you'll really like it. All right. So, and really, it's great, great news for us. Now, he also called out his State of the Union. Was that what it was? Whatever you call that he was at, that he had, really wasn't the State of the Union because it was, they just, you know, he had this He went before joint Congress. So whatever it was, whatever you call it, he was there before Congress speaking. And he said, even then, he said, there's a little disturbance. Okay, so I want you to hear him say it here, too.
Stories like Jeff's remind us that tariffs are not just about protecting American jobs. They're about protecting the soul of our country. Tariffs are about making America rich again and making America great again. And it's happening, and it will happen rather quickly. There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much. No, you're not. Oh.
Yeah. Those people, oh my goodness, they are really catching it. Everybody is seeing right through them now that they wouldn't clap for the little child. They really showed themselves, and it really is the end of the Tea Party, really is. But anyway, back to what he was saying. He's talking about tariffs. He's talking about there being an economic disturbance. I'm just saying, it would also be a disturbance if we had a big arrest. I'm ready. I'm up for that. I'm up for that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And I'm going to show you some of the other things that make me think something big could happen over this next month. So we'll see. We'll see. Biblically, it would fit with the biblical festivals. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so he's talking here about how our country has been ripped off and we're not going to be ripped off anymore. I mean, just crazy that we've spent $350 billion in Ukraine and the Europeans have spent $100 billion. I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. And when you look at how much they've actually given money to Russia, if they're saying that Russia is their enemy, what in the world are they doing giving them money? For the gas. So that's, doesn't hold water, doesn't make sense. So anyway, I want you to hear what President Trump says. That's not going to happen anymore. We're not going to be everybody's piggy bank anymore.
And they've treated our farmers badly. Look, our country's been ripped off by everybody. That stops now. I had it stopped in my first term. And we're going to really stop it now because this has been very unfair. Our country from an economic standpoint and financial standpoint.
Do y'all think that was just a faux pas when he said, our company? And then he corrects himself to say our country. I think that maybe he's trying to give everyone a clue that, this has been, they've turned this into a company. They've turned our country, our republic, into a corporation. If you haven't seen that, go and check my videos about the Act of 1871. They changed our country into a company. And so now we're going to change it back to a country. Run to financially solvent, but not a corporation where we are the slaves and they're the ones who make all the money. They've treated us as if we're not free people that have rights. So, yeah, I just found that very interesting. He might have just made a little mistake when he talked, but I just think that it was interesting that he said that. What do you guys think?
Very unfair. Our country from an economic standpoint, a financial standpoint, and a trade standpoint.
Okay, I didn't catch that before. Hang on, we're going to do this again. I want you to hear it again. Did he do it twice? Did he do it twice? Check it out. I think he called our country a company twice. That's not a coincidence. That's not a mistake.
And they've treated our farmers badly. Look, our country's been ripped off by everybody. That stops now. I had it stopped in my first term. And we're going to really stop it now because this has been very unfair. Our country from an economic standpoint, a financial standpoint, and a trade standpoint has been absolutely ripped off by almost every country in the world, Canada, Mexico, and then you just go right down the line. India charges us massive tariffs, massive. You can't even sell anything into India. It's almost restrictive. It is restrictive. We do very little business inside. They've agreed, by the way, they want to cut their tariffs way down now. because somebody's finally exposing them for what they've done. And same thing with China, same thing with a lot of other countries. And the EU has been a terrible abuser of this country. I mean, the EU was formulated in order to take advantage of the United States, and they have taken it, but they're not taking advantage when I'm in charge. So sometimes you'll hear some negative things. It's always from outside countries. America will be very strong. And, you know, if I'm...
Anybody doubt that? Anybody doubt that? I'm telling you, President Trump is he didn't get so highly successful, you know, by making stupid moves. He is a genius. He knows how to set our financial house in order. And I'm going to show you the post about that. He knows the art of the deal. He knows how to stop these wars. And, you know, these tariffs are a big way that he's going to get everything sorted. Isn't it a beautiful golden tie for the golden age? All right. So now let's talk about the April Fools. He's going to talk about April Fools and how he's really been looking forward to April Fools. And I've told you guys before, in case you haven't seen that on my social media, that April Fools is the day that's celebrated the Egyptians, who were chasing God's people out of, you know, the people were set free from Egypt, and then all of a sudden the Pharaoh decided he would send his army after them to bring them back, and they go chasing them on horses and chariots into the Red Sea. You can go and see online, you can see a picture of a chariot wheel that is still at the bottom of the Red Sea. Because that, you know, it's grown or whatever, barnacles or whatever you call that, and it's been under the Red Sea ever since that day. They were covered over by the Red Sea. What? How foolish! How stupid of them to go, you know, to go across the Red Sea after they saw that the Lord literally had made the waters stand up in heaps. Now, if you've seen videos, there's stupid videos out there like, oh, it was just low tide, and that's how they just walked across. No, the Bible says that the Lord made the water stand up in a heap on both sides. Hello, and they walked through on dry ground. This is what the word says. And then when the Egyptian tyrants went in, they were covered over with the water, and that's why their chariot wheels are still there at the bottom of the sea. Anyway, so he calls this April Fools because they were fools to not, first of all, to mistreat God's people for so long after all that Joseph had done for them and saved their lives. But then the Pharaoh came and he's like, I don't remember Joseph. I don't know anything about that. And so they treated the people terribly. And so the Lord delivered them just like we're being delivered. We're going to go across the Red Sea into the Promised Land. And here, these fools see the water up in heaps and they think, this is normal? Come on. Just like right now, they have to see that we are awake, and these people still are fools going into pushing, you know, doubling down and tripling down on this transgender thing and spending more money, and don't look at how we've stolen all your money through USAID and all this. I mean, it's just fools. They're fools. And so I've talked about this, that we are reenacting all of this, his humanity, that we are being delivered and we're going to be going across the Red Sea and the enemy will be covered over and destroyed. This is biblically what is happening. This is happening right now. If you haven't seen that book, that's this one right here. Let me go back to this one right here. This is biblical. End times 17. I tell that story in that book as well as on the audiobook. So it's sometimes easier to listen to it for 8 hours. Anyway, so I want you to hear what he says about April Fools, and because it's coming up. So check it out.
Having to do with Mexico and Canada. But the predominant tariffs will go. They'll be reciprocal in nature. They'll be going on April the 2nd. So we'll be talking about that. It'll be a big game changer for our country, because we've been ripped off by every country in the world. And now whatever they charge us 150, 200%, and we charge them nothing. So whatever they charge us, we're going to charge them. And there'll be no getting out of it. So we look forward to April 2nd. I've been looking forward to that date for a long time. I had it as April 1st, but I didn't want to be hit.
Okay, before I go on, I really do believe that President Trump knows the symbolism of this. He says, I'm superstitious. I don't think he means superstitious like, you know, what we think of, but superstitious in that he takes these biblical dates very seriously. He knows that these dates are these dates are set by the Lord to have certain things happen on these dates. Okay, and the enemy knows this too. They've used October 7th, which was the Feast of Tabernacles, to start that war in the Middle East, in Israel, Palestine. Anyway, so the honest truth is, President Trump knows these things. He knows the Hebrew festivals. He knows these dates. And so he's not, you know, he uses the word superstitious, but he means he knows the biblical calendar. He knows the Hebrew calendar. That's why I also have a whole series of videos about the Hebrew festivals so you can learn about them, because we have not celebrated them. A beautiful passage in the Old Testament says that how blessed are those who long for the biblical festivals, for the festivals. And so, you know, what is it about the festivals? It's because the Lord has established these as signs for us. He's put these in place to help us to know how to be set free. And this is what we're coming up on the spring festivals. We're coming up this Friday on Purim. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But, you know, these are biblical festivals that the Lord has established that President Trump very well knows. He knows. I'm going to show you some other stuff he knows. He knows.
It for April Fool's Day. I'm a very superstitious person. So we made it April 2nd. It probably cost us a lot of money doing that, but it's okay. I feel better about it.
Anyway, so this is coming up. Okay, that's that. Okay, so right now, when you look at the calendar, I'm going to show you a calendar real quick. Here is a calendar. Here we are on the 9th of March. Happy birthday to my sister, Dawn. Hey, Dawn, happy birthday. You've got this Friday is Purim, and that is also the day of the continuing resolution. And then you have, if you go to the this is the April Fool's Day right here on the 1st of April. And that on the 2nd is when they're having, the 2nd is when he's talking about doing the tariffs. So the 1st is the continuing resolution. Back up to the continuing resolution. Right here on the 14th, that is a day that President Trump has said he wants us to do the continuing resolution. I've got a video to show you about that, so I better not get into that right now. But I just want to show you this calendar. Let me just do things one step at a time. Anyway, so April 1st is April Fool's, and so he's going to have this celebration of the Egyptians being destroyed in the Red Sea on the 2nd, where their financial house is destroyed, of how they've been stealing from us, ripping us off on the 2nd. See what I'm saying? This is very symbolic of a destruction of how they've been destroying America. That just like the tyrants who chased God's people across the Red Sea, they're tyrants that they just steal and steal and steal. The poor people of Israel were just penniless, just, you know, had nothing. They'd been stolen from so much, and they were just what had happened to them was awful. You know, not so different from us. And then you have Passover, and President Trump put out a post about Lent. Hopefully we'll have that post to show you guys. He talked about this glorious Easter. Okay. All right. So I'm just telling you, we've got a lot of biblical things happening on the Hebrew calendar, on the biblical calendar coming up in the next month. Okay. Disruption, a minor disruption. I'm just saying, we'll see exactly how it goes. I love this. Let the storm begin. April Fool's Day is to remember the foolish Egyptians who entered the Red Sea and were drowned. These people have been warned and warned and warned and warned and warned to not do this to America. And they have just doubled down and tripled down. Look at the, you know, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, and all the rest of them. They just can't help themselves. And the question is, why? Why can't you reason with them? Well, some people you can't reason with because they are, they're brainwashed. But these people know they've done crimes, and they do not want to be held to an account. They do not want Elon to get the evidence on them of what they've done. He doesn't want them poking around and digging around and find the evidence that they can be held, brought to justice. And I love this passage. I'm going to read it because I just love it. This is, let me see if I remember where this is from. Exodus? Is this Exodus? Yes, Exodus 15. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he has hurled into the sea. The finest of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters gushed over them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, smashes the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow those who rise against you. How about that? Yeah. So this is really what happened on the at the Red Sea. And this is the beautiful promise. The Lord is going to destroy all them. They're going to be crushed and destroyed in the Red Sea. It's going to be a bloodbath. That's what we're headed for. All right. So for them, not for us, we're going to have beautiful days. All right. So now President Trump is going to talk about this, the golden age. This guy talks about the golden age. So every time they're talking about golden age, I really want us to help focus on that, because this is so beautiful. This promise the Lord has for us to have this beautiful days of health and wealth and peace. And that's what the golden age is all about. So check this out.
Right about a lot. We had the greatest economy in history in the first term, and Kevin was a big part of it. So, Kevin, could you maybe give a little description, please?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Trump. I think that the three things that you emphasized during the campaign is that you wanted to create domestic, high-paying manufacturing jobs, that you wanted to end wasteful government spending and reduce the unproductive government workers, and in fact, unleash them into the private economy where they could be more productive, and to create jobs for Americans. A lot of people said that if you deported illegals, that employment would go down, because no Americans would take those jobs. And if you look, 280,000 American-born folks were hired, manufacturing jobs are going up, and this is just out of the expectation of your future policies, really, sir. It's in April when your Reciprocal Trade Act is expected to happen. The tax cuts haven't passed yet. And so people are clearly expecting the golden age. And if you want to forecast the future numbers, everybody, just keep in mind that President Trump has already gotten us $1.7 trillion in commitments of new factories. And those haven't even happened yet. Those aren't even in the numbers. And so I expect this is going to be a glimpse of a golden age to come, sir.
Thank you very much.
How about that? A glimpse of the golden age to come. He hasn't even hit his stride yet. You know, imagine what's going to happen when President Trump doesn't have these people fighting against him. Imagine what's going to happen when these people are finally removed and not fighting against us having this beautiful golden age. He's doing this with them fighting him. And imagine this. Just hope this disruption. I understand it's going to be a financial. He's likely talking about a financial disruption in the market. You know, if you don't have big money in the market, it's probably not going to. You know, probably not going to feel it. It's for them feeling it. It's time for them to feel it. Okay. So, but the biggest thing is to get these people up off our necks and their boot off our throats, so that we can actually make America great again in this golden age. He's already gotten this going. All right, so here's the one about this continuing resolution. That, again, is coming up this Friday. Again, that is Purim. Just saying. Did y'all see my video I just posted? I did a history of Purim. I told the whole story. I did this on last Tuesday. I did that, showed that video. Let me see if I can find that one. Yeah, this one right here. It's called, "What Will March 14th Be Humanity's Purim?" Okay, I just posted that the other day, so I'm gonna actually put this into the chat so you guys can grab it. Yeah, that's the one detailing what happened during Purim. You know, there are videos out there, and I'm really, really picky about the videos, because it irks me when they don't do it biblically. It really does. A lot of the ones that are out there, they play and portray Esther very not biblically. She was very respectful. She, you know, first of all, she was just a very respectful person. And then number two, she's going before the king of the world. You don't just burst in there, just like you wouldn't burst into President Trump's office. You don't burst into the king of Persia's throne. They'll kill you. You'll be dead. And he held out, you know, she came in very humbly and she bowed. And the way they do it in the movies is she's bursting in and she's, "I'm here and I want this to be done." That's not the way it was, you know. So I really, you know, be very careful about the movies that you watch. I think it's called, you know, A Night with the King or whatever. And I'm like, no, that's not the way it was. Anyway, so I really encourage you to watch this video because you'll really get the understanding of what really truly happened at Purim. All right, so back to what he's saying here. Let's see, that's that one. Okay, so here's about the continuing resolution. Again, we're having Purim and the continuing resolution at the same day. I mean, this is the whole thing we're celebrating. Imagine that we're celebrating this day when the enemies are destroyed. This is quite the celebration, right? You know, you think about Christmas, you celebrate the birth of Jesus, you think about, you know, Easter, you think about Jesus rising from the dead, you celebrate these, you know, birthdays and, you know, Thanksgiving. This is the day we celebrate that the enemies were killed. what about that? How about that for a celebration? That's what we're celebrating this Friday. Okay, so anyway, watch that video and you'll see. But anyway, so how is this continuing resolution going to destroy them? Well, I'm going to show you two things. I'm going to show you President Trump's post, and I'm also going to show you Clay Higgins' video. Really cool insight on that. All right, I'll read this one. The House and Senate have put together, under the circumstances, a very good funding bill, a CR. All Republicans should vote, please, yes, next week. Okay. This is when he was saying, talking about this, he was saying as of for this Friday, okay, go ahead and vote for the CR. Normally you would not want to do a continuing resolution, basically kicking the can down the road. Normally you would not, but we're in a position where he needs to buy some time, just like you would not normally want to go into debt and get a credit card bill. But there are some cases, there are some times when you would say, I know this money is coming in, you know, 3 months. I know this money is coming in, so I'll go ahead and for the moment, I'll go ahead and get a credit card and I'll put this charge on the credit card. And yes, I might have to pay some interest for a month or two, but I know when that money comes in that I can pay it off. Okay, so sometimes you do something like that, CR, credit, continuing resolution. Okay, so in this case, he is saying we need to do this. Great, and I trust President Trump. I trust that he knows how to do this, that he is going to make America great again. I mean, he knows the right way to do this. And the enemy, the leftists, don't want it. So they want to shut down the government. So that tells you right there that we need to do this. Great things are coming for America, and I'm asking you all to give us a few months to get us through to September so we can continue to put the country's financial house in order. Just like I was saying earlier, Democrats will do anything they can to shut down our government, and we can't let that happen. We have to remain united, no dissent, fight for another day when the timing is right. Okay, just like I was saying, it's all about this timing, and we will get debt free. We will get all this sorted out, but he's got to put everything in order. Okay. Very important. Make America great again. All right. So notice here, it says, give us a few months to get through to September so we can continue to put the country's financial house in order. Okay. So just because it says the continuing resolution goes through September does not mean that he needs until September. Okay. It's just that the continuing resolution carries us forward to that period of time. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's what he said. And then I want you to hear what Clay Higgins had to say. Now, Clay Higgins is one of the congressmen from Louisiana, and he says on this video that he has fought continuing resolutions and voted against them every time, but not this time. And I want you to watch his facial expressions because he is, he just gives you the idea that he knows something is up. I don't know. You tell me what you think in the comments, because I think that he knows something big is a brewing. Okay. So I don't know what he knows, but I think he knows something cool is coming.
Yeah, they're coming together nicely here. Save our republic. The work that President Trump and his people are doing with executive authority needs a clear field to run through this year. Some things that I can't even talk about, but let me just reassure you that the Freedom Caucus level conservatives like me are in full support of the work that President Trump is doing. And the final bit of leverage that the Democrats have to slow us down is the threat of shutting down the government. And we have to get past that. And we're going to get past that in just a few days. So don't worry about the CR through the end of September. I've opposed CRs for 9 years up here. But this is a new deal rolling right now. And
okay, I'm going to stop it real quick. Did you see that little giggle? Did y'all see that? Did y'all see that? Hear that little giggle? He says, "This is a new deal right now." Did y'all catch that? I'm gonna play it again.
This is the end of September. I've opposed CRs for 9 years up here, but this is a new deal rolling right now, and the president needs our full support, and he's gonna get it. So I'll keep you posted, but we have things well in hand.
What does he mean by that, well in hand? I just find that a very interesting turn of a phrase, well in hand. We got the money in our hand? I don't know. I don't know what he means by that, but you can tell. And he has fought continuing resolutions for 9 years. He's voted against them every time. But he said in this case, they're supporting President Trump. He's with the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus are the ones who are trying to make sure our financial house is in order, and they understand that we want our country not in this debt and paying these, you know, these banksters, right? The New World Order banksters and all this. I don't know. Something is a brewing. Something cool is going to happen, and it's going to be biblical. In my opinion, this is the day when, as it says in Habakkuk, that soon your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. How many times have I read that passage to you guys? Habakkuk chapter 2, where it says clear, I've quoted it exactly. Habakkuk chapter 2, soon your debtors, that's us, will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. This is what President Trump's going to do. I'm telling you right now, I just think this is great. I appreciated this little video from Clay Higgins. He can say, you know, President Trump's talking about disruption. He's talking about interruption. But it sounds like Clay Higgins is maybe saying things in a little bit of a, you know, he can say things that President Trump can't say. Okay, he's just, you know, he's a congressman. He can say things and get away with it. So check this out the last little bit.
And our country is on the verge of really beautiful growth and prosperity. Hang in there, America. We're going to be okay.
Did you catch another little giggle? Another little giggle. Remember the passages I've read to you guys about that when all this happens, we'll dance with tambourines. Remember I was reading that to you from Isaiah 30? We'll dance with tambourines. We'll rejoice and we'll celebrate. Remember that? This is what he's talking about. He's giggling. He's laughing because it just what he knows is going to happen and he can't tell us. But he's really excited about it. And he says, hang in there. We're going to make it. We're going to be okay. I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Clay Higgins, for saying that. Something else he said.
Save our republic. Trump and his people are doing with executive authority. Needs a clear field to run through this year. Some things that I can't even talk about, but let me just reassure you that Freedom Caucus level conservatives.
Okay, so he says, I can't even tell you. So he knows something he can't tell us. He knows something. He can't tell us, but it's, yeah, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. This is biblical. This is biblical, you guys. It's going to be great. Our country is going to be set on the right path, and these bad guys are going to be done. They're going to be done. And the tariffs are just the beginning of it, because they like he's saying, the ones who ripped us off, it's not the citizens of the countries. It's not the citizens of Venezuela, the poor people down in Venezuela. It's not the poor people of China. It's not the poor people. It's the ones at the top of the pyramid. It's the people at the top, right? Those are the ones who've been screwing us over. So, all right. So now President Trump is going to talk about a shift now to talking about the war and how we have to stop this war. So he's destroying the bank cartel. Now he's going to shift over and talk about destroying the war cartel. Right? We got three cartels. Well, four cartels. The one cartel is the financial cartel, the war cartel, the pharma cartel, and the puppet leaders cartel. Okay? And he's going to now shift over talking about the destroying this war cartel. They want a war like crazy. So check out what President Trump says about that.
Assistance to Ukraine. You put out on your social media post today that Russia is pounding Ukraine.
That's right.
Why not provide Ukraine with air defenses? And what happens, Mr. President, when Ukraine runs out of
missile batteries? Yeah. Good question. Because I have to know that they want to settle. I don't know that they want to settle. If they don't want to settle, we're out of there. Because we want them to settle. And I'm doing it to stop death. More important than anything else. Secondarily, way down the line is the money. So we're in for $350 billion, and Europe is in for $100 billion. They should be in for the same or more than us. And, you know, I watched over the last week or so what's going on in Europe. This thing could end up in World War III if we don't get it settled. This could really end up in a World War III.
Yep. Yeah. He is, you know, cannot allow it. And, you know, he will not allow it. And now they're talking about Iran, too. But he's not going to put up with it. So after all this, this whole Oval Office debacle with Zelensky and all that that went on, and then he goes over to Europe and he's trying to get them to agree to fund this war and all these meetings. This is what they ended up saying today. A highly productive, this is Zelensky, today. Okay, this is on yesterday, March 8th. A highly productive meeting took place in Kiev between the diplomatic teams of Ukraine and the UK. We discussed our joint steps that could bring us closer to peace and accelerate diplomatic efforts. I'm grateful for the support. Ukraine is determined to do everything to end this war with a just and lasting peace as soon as possible. It sounds like from this post that he has seen the light and has realize this has to happen. Because President Trump holds the cards, as he said to him in this meeting. President Trump holds the cards. In the past, you know, President Trump didn't hold all the cards. Now he holds all the cards. And not just against, you know, Zelensky, but all these European leaders. In these discussions, they realize that they don't have the ability to do this war if America's not going to be in it, right? They never, you know, imagined that President Trump would get into office again. They thought that they would continue to be able to do this war and war and war just continually, you know, if they had a Biden in there or a Kamala in there. And now they don't. So they realize they have no cards. Next week, Zelensky continues, I will begin with a visit to Saudi Arabia. After my meeting on Monday with the Crown Prince, so coming up Monday, the 10th, tomorrow, Ukrainian diplomatic and military representatives will stay for a meeting on Tuesday with the American team. I'm guessing this is going to include Marco Rubio. The Ukrainian team will include Andriy, I'm not going to say all these names. Anyway, all these Ukrainian people. On our side, we are fully committed to constructive dialogue, and we hope to discuss and agree on the necessary decisions and steps. Sounds like he's changed his tune. What do you guys think? Ukraine has been seeking peace from the very first second of this war. Okay, whatever. Sure. Realistic proposals are on the table. The key is to move quickly and effectively. All right, so President Trump has been putting out that, you know, both need to get to the table to make this decision and get peace. Another thing that I don't have a post of it right here, but did you see that I had shared the post from Elon where he said that he has the Starlink, they don't have internet in Ukraine. Everything has been destroyed. They are getting their internet service from Starlink. And basically he was saying that he could turn it off like that. He said at the end of that post, he said, make peace. Did y'all see that? Make peace. That's a lot of power that he has to stop. He could end the war like that. I mean, that's a lot of power for Elon to have, you know, in this case, using it for good. But so it's a lot of power for one man. Let's just be honest. Anyway, as much as I'd want to have the war ended and the killing ended, I definitely do. But it's just a lot of power for one person to have. All right, especially an unelected person, right? Anyway, so that's a very interesting little tidbit. So, yeah, this is what he's saying now. We're going to watch and see what happens on Monday with this delegation and then Tuesday with this in Saudi Arabia and then the American delegation meeting on Tuesday. All right, so here is something I just loved. This really, what? D. Reese, he turned it off? Did he? Okay, if he did, share D. Reese 888, please put a post so that we can share that because I have not seen that. I'll go ahead and look at that real quick. Let me just look at this because I don't think he's turned it off. Let's just look at that real quick. Elon, goodness gracious. Elon, turn off Starlink. Ukraine, Starlink. He posted about that he has the ability to do it. Okay, here's the post that he did yesterday. I'll go ahead and show you guys. This was 10 hours ago. I literally challenged Putin to one-on-one physical combat over Ukraine, and my Starlink system is the backbone of the Ukrainian army. Their entire front line would collapse if I turned it off. What I am sickened by is years of slaughter in a stalemate that Ukraine would inevitably lose. Anyone who really cares, really thinks, and really understands wants the meat grinder to stop. Peace now. And I can understand from his standpoint, how can he continue to put Starlink there if it's going to be used for just more death? It's just it's continuing the death, right? All right, so I don't think that he has done it. I think that he just, you know, was kind of, this was a little threat. Get to the peace, get to the negotiating table now. Get it, you know, or you know, that is an option for him to do. All right, so he is backing down. Now, okay, the next thing I wanted you guys to see, this is David Sacks, who was in this meeting with President Trump. I don't remember his role exactly, but in here with all the cabinet officials. And this was so beautiful what he said about President Trump being such an amazing fighter. Check this out.
And one other thing that I think that you love is legal fairness. This is an industry that was subjected to prosecution and persecution for the last 4 years, horrible lawfare, and nobody knows what that feels like better than you do. So we really appreciate the fact that you understand legal fairness and that you're always willing to fight for the right thing, for legal fairness. You never back down. You stand defiant, even in the face of an assassin's bullet.
Yes.
It's an inspiration to everyone in this room, I think. So it's an honor. So I just want to say,
our wonderful president, you know, we've had presidents who were so courageous, like JFK, like Abraham Lincoln, who did the right thing and paid the ultimate price. President Trump is the rare exception that he is yet alive after an assassin's bullet missed twice. And we know who did it, you know, who was behind it, who was trying to kill him, and that he still is not backing down. I want you to understand that everything we're talking about, whether it's destroying the banking cartel or destroying the war cartel or destroying, you know, all this that he's doing, they hate him
so bad, and they just want him dead so badly, and he still is standing. He still is going full speed ahead. Amazing. Who is this? He's absolutely amazing. So amazing. We love you, President Trump. We love you. All right, so now let's talk about, you know, remember from the board, it talked about Iran was next. They set North Korea free from the CIA when it was being used to try to foment nuclear war. Remember that? And then they were set free, and no longer were they controlled by the CIA. And all of a sudden, they're like, we're not going to have, you know, nuclear war anymore. We don't want to do that. We want to go to the Olympics, and we want to everybody get along. Remember that? And right after that, we were told that Iran is next. Well, they constantly are using Iran as the big bad boogeyman, that this is so, they're so terrible, and there's going to be a war with Iran and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so now, Khomeini's bad news, but it's they're controlled by the CIA, which is basically an arm of the New World Order. Okay, so they're not a free country. None of these countries, really, with these puppet leaders, are a free country. But their role in this, they're what they do is they use Iran as this boogeyman and to cause all this mayhem. Well, now President Trump, he says Iran is next. Well, now you hear President Trump in talks with Iran, and you've got to really listen carefully to understand, because he knows that. He knows what he's truly fighting is not the free people of Iran, the good people of Iran. He's fighting the power structure, okay? That is the New World Order. Check this out.
There are two ways Iran can be handled, militarily or you make a deal. I would prefer to make a deal because I'm not looking to hurt Iran.
Okay, that was interesting. I don't know why the mouth is not moving.
There are reports now that Russia says it will help the United States negotiate a nuclear deal with Iran. What kind of a deal with Iran do you want to do? You said they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Yeah. Well, there are two ways Iran can be handled, militarily or you make a deal. I would prefer to make a deal because I'm not looking to hurt Iran. They're great people. I know so many Iranians from this country.
Well, not the leadership.
No, not the leadership.
The people.
They're very evil people. No, but the people of Iran are great people. But they had a tough regime, and they'd meet and they'd be shot in the streets. I mean, it was a tough deal. But I would rather negotiate a deal. I'm not sure that everybody agrees with me, but we can make a deal that would be just as good as if you won militarily.
Okay, I want you to hear that. You know how what they do is after there's a war, they say, oh, the war is over finally, and we're going to have the peace talks, these peace negotiations. He's like, okay, why don't we skip all that, skip all the killing, and just go ahead and work out the deal now without the killing. Makes sense to me. And this is a picture of the golden age. We're not going to have all the killing. We're just going to have the negotiations and work things out without the little people being killed. And this is, again, what the New World Order hates. They want the killing. This is what they owe to their satanic masters. It's disgusting. It's horrible.
But the time is happening now. The time is coming up. Something's going to happen one way or the other. I hope that Iran, and I've written them a letter, saying, I hope you're going to negotiate, because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing for them.
You wrote a letter to the Khomeini?
Yes.
The leader? When did you send the letter?
Yesterday.
And you said you better negotiate, or want you to negotiate?
I didn't say you better. I said, I hope you're going to negotiate, because it's going to be a lot better for Iran. And I think they want to get that letter. The other alternative is we have to do something, because you can't let them have a nuclear.
Yes. You can't let them have a nuclear weapon. All right, again, you can't let the C-blank-A New World Order, you know, have the nuclear weapon. That's a wild deal. Does that help you to understand what President Trump is up against? All right, so here he's again talking about Iran.
Start. I mean, think of what happened. Inflation, you have the war with Ukraine and Russia, that wouldn't have happened. October 7th would have never happened. Israel, they had no money. Iran had no money. Iran was stone cold broke, and now they have a lot of money. But then that's going to be the next thing you'll be talking about is Iran. What's going to happen with Iran?
Okay. First of all, where did they get all this money? Well, I bet you that Elon has found it, how they got all this money was from USAID. Okay, it was from your tax dollars and mine that they continue to foment all this and accelerate all this war and get our enemies filled with cash. Okay, we know that Obama sent money over, right? The pallets of cash. Those were literally pallets of cash that they sent over. And then we know that the USAID surely has sent money to them. So how did they get so extremely wealthy? Between Obama and between this, that's how they're just rolling in it. To do what? To cause all this, you know, to control the governments, to control the puppet leaders, and to foment this war. But check it out. He says within the next couple of weeks, this is going to be all the news. So that's what's going to happen. Again, back to the disruption, to the interruption. What is going to happen that's going to cause us to all be talking about Iran? What he says. Check it out.
There'll be some interesting days ahead. That's all I can tell you. You know, we're down to final strokes with Iran. That's going to be an interesting time. And we'll see what happens. But we're down to the final moments. We're at final moments. Can't let them have a nuclear weapon. I think that I would have had a deal within 1 month after the rigged election of 2020. They were all set to make a deal. And then when I lost, they saw this person who's a stupid person, very stupid person. And they said, let's not make a deal. And they were right. He took the sanctions off. They became rich under Biden. They went from having no money to having $300 billion. All in a short period. It's oil. Oil builds up fast. It's a nice living if you have a nice oil well. And they do. They have a lot of nice oil wells, right? So anyway, so it's going to be a big thing. It's an interesting time in the history of the world. But we have a situation with Iran that something's going to happen very soon. Very, very soon. You'll be talking about that pretty soon, I guess. And hopefully we can have a peace deal. You know, I'm not speaking out of strength or weakness. I'm just saying I'd rather see a peace deal than the other. But the other will solve the problem. It did.
Okay. What does he mean by this? There's just so, that is that thing we could listen to and dissect that. So many ways to figure out what is he talking about here. You know, he's, of course, the people of Iran are wonderful people that's just been overtaken by this evil regime. How did they get all this money? Well, he says an oil well. Well, they had the oil well before. So what is this? I wonder if he's talking about a figurative oil well where it's just money flowing in from our tax money, our tax coffers. You know that's a big part of it. And so that they've been sending money to everywhere else for everything. This is what they do. They send money from our tax dollars to their puppet leaders. Okay. So then he's saying that something big is going to happen in the next couple of weeks, you know, and we're going to be talking about it. So again, we got this Purim coming up on Friday. We've got the April Fools coming up, you know, just all this is March Madness. It's a lot of things that are happening right now. And he's saying he's giving a time frame. We're going to see something in the next couple of weeks. He's saying, you know, that he doesn't want war. It's the art of the deal. He doesn't want war, but that would take care of it too. And so if it comes down to it, and it just makes me wonder if, you know, war in the sense of arrest of these top criminals. We're going to see. We will see. All right. So I wanted you to hear what's going on with Iran and just how this all plays together. With this, you know, I don't buy into a lot of the teaching about, oh, Iran is the, you know, whatever army from the north and whatever, all that kind of thing. I take a very different stance on a lot of this than what is talked about in the book End Times: Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Basically, I think of the when it talks about this army from the north, I think of that as this new world order, this cabal. Okay, not about a potential country. Okay, that's in my view, that's way too simplistic. It's about this criminal cabal that is thinking that they're high and lofty and that they run everything, like Draco. Remember how I was talking about the in the signs in the heavens? Draco is this dragon that's in the northern sky, and it's always thinking, well, I'm the, in the north, and I'm the one in control, and I'm the one who's in power. And so this is who it's talking about, not about a particular country. So I hope that helps. If you hear people talking about, oh, this is biblical because it's the army for the, that's not it. Because as President Trump very clearly said, we love the people of Iran, we love the people of China, we love the people of Venezuela, we love all these people. It's the ones at the top, the ones in the north, the ones in the top of the pyramid who are the ones that we are fighting against. Okay, and then here's the post where it talked about on April 24th, 2018, post 1254. You notice right here it says Iran is next. Okay, and around this time, just before this, I think it was December 2017. That's when North Korea was set free from being controlled by the CIA. They were set free, and I mean, all the changes took place. It was whatever day it was, December 5th, I think, 2017. Anyway, whatever day it was in before this. And he says Iran is next, and to set them free from the criminal cabal that's run them. So this is, I think, wouldn't it be great if we found out that if the truth came out that the CIA, wouldn't that be great? That the CIA, USAID, and all this, you know, our corrupt deep state government has been running Iran. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be such a bombshell that everyone's going to be talking about it? If that's the truth that comes out, I'm telling you, we're going to have to share that like our hair is on fire. That will be great. They don't want the truth to come out about that at all. But they're already letting people know that this, why else do they send all this money over there through USAID? It's to control the governments, right? That's how they do. Money talks. And so if that comes out, oh man, that'll end it. That'll be the Red Sea moment for these people, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be great, you guys? That would be the Red Sea moment. That would be the Purim destruction of our enemies if everybody starts to realize they've run this horrible game on all of humanity to try to get us into some kind of war. People have to know. There's so many things people have to know. They have to know that January 6th was run by them. They have to know that the COVID was run by them. They have to know that it's all them. Every time, it's always them. The school shootings and just everything. It's them. Okay, now, let's look at something really fun and cool. This is the FIFA trophy. I don't know if I'm saying that right. FIFA. I don't know. This is a trophy by FIFA, and they're having the World Cup here. Whatever you, I'm not really into that, but that's great. This is the trophy, and he's showing this trophy is a different type of trophy. I want you to see this because this is so biblical. This is biblical, you guys. This is so cool. Check this out.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That is something, huh?
We got to win now. Yeah.
This is a good one.
That's good.
Inter Miami and Seattle Sounders play.
Never seen.
This is a really cool trophy, right? And so this guy showed, I found this video, somehow it came up on my feed, and it's talking, these are the wheels within a wheel. Remember how I showed you guys on my channel, on my freedomforce.live, I have a page on there where I teach you how to use a telescope. And when you get how to select a telescope that will help you to see these beautiful stars close up. And when you zoom in, you can see that they are wheels within a wheel, like Ezekiel told us. And so I'm going to show you what this guy's talking about. Pretty cool. And now they're having this is what the stars look like. Basically, the stars are like this wheels within wheels, and the Lord has set them in the heavens as angel messengers. Yesterday, the video I did yesterday was about angel messengers and about the It's clearly all throughout the book of Revelation. Revelation 14 has three angel messengers. And I go into, and I go show you in Stellarium what that looked like. So it, definitely go and watch that video. Let me see if I can find that one. That one right there, the one I did yesterday. This one right here, this end time study right here. Three angel messengers, okay? I'll go ahead and pop this up. And you guys can, I'll put this in the chat, because this is, it's super cool. And they, so many of these things have been hidden from us. And I'm telling you, this stuff is going to come out. It, everyone's going to realize that this is what's the truth of the stars. And even Elon said, look at the stars. I'm going to show you what's happening in the stars right now in the past couple of days. All right, so I'm going to show you what this guy says. I'm like, how did I not know that?
I'm seeing in this video. Do you see it? What's weird about this FIFA World Cup thing right here? Y'all, it's literally in the presence of two separate angels. And heck no, I'm not talking about the people. This is literally, the outside is like a throne or an orphan, and then the inside is like a cherubim. Y'all, why in the world would they shape this award the exact way that the Bible describes certain angels? Not to mention, we've been having these things pop up in the sky lately. I'm sure this video right here is fake, but then we had this image which was going around when we had the Dior bags going around. But these things have been seen everywhere. By the way, I got surprised at the end. Gonna do a fast forward real quick.
Okay, that's what it looks like. Okay, so I have my telescope, and this is what it looks like when you zoom in. If before you zoom in, it's kind of, you know, like it's but the where it was before, distorted. But when you zoom in on a star, for example, try Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. That's the bright star in Orion's little dog. And you zoom in on it because that's one of the brightest ones. You can see that it's wheels within a wheel, like. Oh my goodness. Like I did, because I wanted to see it for myself. And so I'm so glad that I now have that. If you go on to freedomforce.live, let me go back to this one, freedomforce.live, and you go to constellations and astronomy, right here is telescope tips. I go into how to select a telescope. I have a link there to the one that I got, and what you can, how you can, I need to adjust it very, just So have to have very precise adjustments. Anyway, so I'll go into that. I'm not going to go into that now, but anyway, it's right there on that page. But yeah, I really appreciate this guy showing that this is an Ophanim throne angel. I didn't even connect that this is what it really looks like. If you were able to get zoom in even closer on these stars, that's what they would look like, is this right here. How cool is that? And I'm going to show you what it talks about from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 1. Is it chapter 1? I want to make sure I'm telling you right. Ezekiel chapter 1. Yeah. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left, the face of an eagle at the back. Each had two pairs of outstretched wings. One pair. Okay. Hang on. I'm going to go back. Okay. I got to get to the wheels part. Hang on. Okay, let me fast forward to 15. As I looked at these beings, I saw four wheels touching the ground beside them, one wheel belonging to each. The wheels sparkled as if made of beryl. All four wheels looked alike and were made the same. Each wheel had a second wheel turning crosswise within it. Did that make sense? Just like it's saying here, crosswise within it. Now, you can't see, when you're looking at the stars, you're not able to get a side view or whatever. You're just looking straight on. But this is you know, I'm sure what it looks like when you are closer to it, okay? If you could get that close. And also to turn and to look from different angles, okay? Anyway, these four wheels looked alike and were made the same. Each wheel had a second wheel turning crosswise within it. The beings could move in any of the four directions they faced without turning as they moved. The rims of the four wheels were tall and frightening, and they were covered with eyes all around. He's saying eyes. I think he might mean mirrors. Might mean mirrors. And see how this is made out of reflective, like eyes, like mirrors. I'm thinking that that's why they are. I don't think it's physical eyes. I think it's just reflective. And like mirrors. Anyway, I don't know. But I thought that was super cool. Do y'all think that's cool? I think that is super cool. Here's another video where it's showing about the stars are not suns. This is a star, Sirius, the one I was just telling you about, filmed with a P900 camera in South Florida. Check this out.
Out of the fire went forth lightning. The living creatures ran and returned at the appearance of a flash of lightning.
That's okay. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. They four had one bunch, and their appearance and their work was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
All right, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Okay, so this again is from Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 15, and it's just so interesting that this is what the new trophies are, and that President Trump is having this. He said this is going to stay in the White House. This will stay in the White House, and they will be giving it out to the winner of when they give out the trophy, they will give it out to the winner. I just find that so, right, Songbird? Isn't that so interesting? Anyway, so much of this truth, I cannot wait for the truth about stars to come out. I cannot wait for all this. I want to go know more about, you know, the wandering stars and all of this. You know, we try our best to piece things together, but I've just, so much is still hidden from us. But look at what Elon put out on the 7th of March. He said, look up at the stars. So I said, I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about in particular, but I went outside and I looked. And if you looked at that time, you would see that the moon was right in the middle. And on each side, you would see the red bull eye of Taurus, and you would also see on the left, you would see the red Mars. I'm going to show you this in the Stellarium app. If you see, that's basically what, when he said this, this is what he was, what the sky looked like. You would see the moon, which is a half moon, and it's in the hand of, I think this is Auriga, and Auriga is Christ represented as a shepherd. And he's holding the little goats who are afraid of Taurus, the bull, because Taurus, the bull, is coming on a rampage to destroy the evildoers, right? And so, you know, Christ has many different facets. In one sense, he has fire in his eyes and a sword in his mouth, and you're scared of him. But on the other hand, if he's your shepherd and you are, you know, have belonged to him, and that you are someone who loves him, then and honors him, then you are safe in his arms, right? So I thought that was really cute, and the way they've got the names of the stars, the book by Bullinger is so great. I'm gonna have to do a whole video on all the names of the stars. I'm just gonna have to do it. So amazing. Bullinger wrote such a great book on that, though. You can get it on Amazon. But anyway, so it talks about the little goat is looking over at Taurus and very afraid. But anyway, so you see the red bull eye. You can't really see it that well in this picture, but this is very red in the sky. And you look up and you'll see that it's red. And then you'll see Mars right here. So it's like two red eyes staring at you. And right in the middle, it's got this white moon was right in the middle. So it was kind of like a heavenly battle scene, because you've got the red bull coming on the rampage, and then in the war of Mars. Mars represents war. So it was a kind of this, I think what he's really saying when he says also, we're going to Mars, he says we're going to war. I really do think that's what he's talking about, more than physically going to Mars. Okay, we're going to do a lot of great things in the millennial kingdom and the golden age, but then most importantly, we're going to war against this criminal cabal. And they know that very well. They know the terminology. They know the symbolism. Most people don't. But we are learning it, and the cabal certainly knows it, but they've hidden so much of it from us. All right, so I think I wanted you to see that was what I think he was talking about, because that was at that very moment. It's like you got two big red eyes staring at you with the half moon in the middle. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, one other quick thing I wanted to tell you guys. Did you notice that the Patriot Front, remember those guys who are all dressed alike? And as, you know, they clearly did not look at all like patriots. Patriots do not look alike. They don't dress alike. They don't have the same matching outfits. They don't, you know, march in step. We don't have a drum and all this. It's just, that's stupid. Anyway, they shut down the day after Kash Patel became the director of the FBI. How about that? Did you guys know that? Check this out.
In this peaceful protest for the World Trade Organization and started smashing things and lighting things on fire and creating...
Okay, why is this doing this? Okay, the lips are not moving.
Example, people call him controlled opposite. Military issue shoes. They all had the same shit on. And they all ran around in this peaceful protest for the World Trade Organization and started smashing things and lighting things on fire and creating chaos, which allowed the police to then move in. Then these people all holed up in one house. They negotiated with the police, and they were all released.
Weird.
Yeah.
Almost so this sounds like a 90s. Few events of the last couple of years, you know?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Patriot Front, which just went under. They went under the day
for
after.
Real.
Yeah, you didn't
after
know?
USAID was cut?
No, right after Kash Patel gets in.
Okay.
But Kash Patel got,
let's go.
Pull that up.
Let's go.
Because there's a video of Patriot Front and me and Matt Taibbi. I go, they're feds. Uh-huh. I go, it's me yelling, where's the fat people? Yep. They're all wearing the same
uniform.
One guy's got a fucking drum. Get the fuck out of here. These are feds.
Yep.
These are feds. The day after Kash Patel gets in, they disband.
I love it. Bye-bye. All your, where are the fat people? I love it. Oh, I just love it. Joe Rogan's got some colorful language, but the point is, he's nailed it. How did they just disappear? They disbanded right after Kash Patel became the FBI director. How awesome is that? That's so great. All right. So now, here is, we're talking about, this is the lunar eclipse, right? Mark it down. We'll be talking about it. I'll be posting it on the social media, reminding everybody what's happening on this Friday. But between the continuing resolution, all these things that President Trump is talking about, what Kelly Higgins is talking about, something's a brewing for this coming up. It just has to be. The first total lunar eclipse of 2025 will occur on the night of March 13th through 14th and will be visible to skywatchers in America, in the Americas. The eclipse will coincide with the alignment of the sun. Okay, blah, blah, blah. All right, so yeah, that's coming up this Friday. Thursday night, which is remember the Hebrew calendar is this, the evening and the morning makes a day. So it starts on Thursday night. And then Purim is actually on that what we think of as Friday. All right. So now, I showed you guys this. This is the Angel Messengers. You can check that video out. I think I put that in the comments. Okay. So here's the dates. Again, we've got March. The Purim Eve is the 13th. Then you've got the April Fools and the tariffs happening on the 2nd, just a few days later, a couple weeks later. And then April 12th is Passover. Passover is the day we celebrate, of course, our Lord Jesus rising from the dead. And we also celebrate, being set free from our enemies, from the real enemy, Satan, and how we are set free from the tyrants. So this is all coming up, these beautiful festivals. And then right after that, the Festival of First Fruits is going to be on Easter morning, and we're going to Resurrection Day, and we're going to start counting the Omer like we always do. And then we get there, you see all the Omer behind me. So see what you can do about gathering up a bundle of grain so that you can start counting the bundles. And then, we'll have to see exactly what happens from there on. But when you count, you get to the day of Pentecost 50 days later. And Pentecost was the day when God's Spirit was poured out on all flesh. So let's just see. We're going to have a beautiful springtime, beautiful golden age. And I just don't think it's going to take until September through the continuing resolution. Okay, let's read very quickly because I know my time is, I've just spent way too much time, but I know we're having fun. So it's okay. So here is Isaiah chapter 30. What sorrow awaits the rebellious children, says the Lord. This is talking about the New World Order. Let me just get down to the bottom. I wanted you guys to see this. This portion right here. Let's see which one was I wanted to say. Okay. So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is faithful. Blessed are those who wait for his help. Oh, people of Zion, this is not the Zionists. This is God's people, the city of God. They can't take our name. This is our city's name. Zion is our name, not theirs. They who live in Jerusalem, in the city of peace. Okay, this Jerusalem is the city of peace. It's biblically, and it doesn't matter where you live. Are you a peaceful person? Are you wanting peace in the world and fairness? You will weep no more. He will be gracious if you ask for help. He will surely respond to the sound of your cries. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, he will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Then you will destroy all the silver idols and the precious gold things. You will throw them out like filthy rags, saying, good riddance. Amen. Amen. Look, the Lord is coming from far away, burning with anger, surrounded by thick rising smoke. His lips are filled with fury. His words consume like fire. His hot breath pours out like a flood up to the neck of his enemies. He will sift out the proud nations for destruction. He will bridle them and lead them away to ruin. But the people of God will sing a song of joy, like the songs at the holy festivals, like the spring festivals we're about to celebrate, Purim and Passover, and the Feast of First Fruits, and the, Pentecost. All these beautiful festivals that are really talking about our deliverance. You'll be filled with joy as when a flutist leads a group of pilgrims to Jerusalem, the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will make his majestic voice heard. He will display the strength of his mighty arm. He will descend with devouring flames, with cloudbursts and thunderstorms and huge hailstones to destroy the enemies, right? The Lord's command, at the Lord's command, the Assyrians will be shattered. He will strike them down with his royal scepter. As the Lord strikes them with his rod of punishment, his people will celebrate with tambourines and harps. Lifting his mighty arm, he will fight the Assyrians. Topheth, the place of burning, has long been ready for the Assyrian king. That's basically a place of like continual burning. It's like a place of judgment, a place of destruction, that they would take things to have them burned and, you know, destroyed. Like a dump, like a trash heap that's burning, continually burning. Topheth has long been ready for the Assyrian king. The pyre is piled high with wood. Burn it to the ground. Burn this evil regime to the ground. Leave not one stone. The breath of the Lord, like fire from a volcano, will set it ablaze. How about that? How about that? Isaiah chapter 30. I'm telling you, every time you read Isaiah, you can see how clearly it's what we're experiencing right now. This is the end times for them. No doubt about it. If you haven't checked out the books, definitely check them out, because they're so really great news. This is the end times for these creeps. This is biblical. This is about, that's the one where I would talk about the Red Sea and all these other Bible stories that we've always heard that they're being played out before our eyes. The minor prophets, major clues for minor prophets, and the decode of Revelation in end times and 1,000 years of peace. Don't forget to get your study guide and do your homework. Don't forget to do your homework. We have our next lesson is this coming Saturday, so you have time to do your lesson. All right, and I also have posted lots of information over on the freedomforce.live/endtimes page. I'm going to go ahead and pop that in super quick into the chat so you guys can grab that if you haven't seen it. I have on here videos that you can share very easily with people, and so I think this will be something great for them to watch, to give them an idea what the real truth is about end times, as well as if you scroll down, you see the books, and you see at the end, you'll see that small group study guide, that the link to that category, as well as other places where you can find videos on just about any chapter of the Bible, just about. And when you could just search that chapter of the Bible and find it in our studies. All right, I think that's it. Oh, and also you can hear a chapter 5 of the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace book, an audiobook, to give you an idea what the audiobook sounds like. All right, I think that's it. I think that's everything that we were going to talk about today. Yeah, I think we've covered it. I'm going to be on the chat for a little bit. So if you guys have questions or something like that, just let me know. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King. You are the King of the world, and you will rule this world. Thank you so much that you are now letting us understand what's been going on and that we see through it. Thank you by your Spirit. You're guiding us into all truth. Lord, I thank you for these beautiful stars that they're even having in the White House. They're just showing us that this is all true. This is biblical. Thank you for President Trump, how he's fighting so hard for us to end these cartels, the war cartel and the banking cartel, the big pharma cartel and all these puppet leader cartels. Thank you so much, Lord, that we're going to destroy it, just like it says in Isaiah 30, that it'll be just burned to the ground and you, Lord, will set it ablaze. Thank you so much, Lord, that we're going to have beautiful days of this golden age that will break in upon us and that we'll have we won't have these enemies fighting us anymore. Lord, just as these days come and whatever is happening, we don't know. We're hearing little inklings of this and that happening potentially in this next couple of months. We pray that you'll just guide us through as you always have, and that you will protect us and strengthen us, and Lord, just give us the courage that whatever happens, that we'll just put our trust in you. We're not going to worry about one thing. We're just going to absolutely keep at perfect peace because you are our good shepherd, like Auriga, holding us in your arms. And we know that you are going to keep us safe with all this this war going on around us, that we that 10,000 may fall on our right and on our left, but we will be safe completely in your arms, and that these plagues will not come near us. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you. We are so proud to have you as the King of the world. We're so thankful for you. And I just pray again for all the ones on the battalion, that you continue to strengthen them and protect them and guide them and give them, fill them with your Spirit. And I pray this all in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. It's time to go. It's time. All right, guys. I guess we'll chat, and I'll be on the chat for just a little bit. Don't forget to check out, if you haven't checked it out already, go out and check out all the links right here about how to make sure that you are healthy. Make sure you're doing these green smoothies. I really just can't tell you how much it's really great for your health. And all the methylene blue and the silver, all this that's so good for your health, how to lift depression and bipolar. The Lord has shown us how to do all these things. So definitely check it out, freedomforce.live/health. All right? I guess that's it. I love you. And I will talk to you later.